And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist and critic Mario Vargas Llosa, born in Arequipa, Peru, in 1936. He was raised by his maternal grandparents after his own parents had separated. The grandparents adored him, and rather than explain that the parents had separated, they just told him that his father had died. His grandfather was a diplomat. He had a post in Bolivia. Vargas Llosa spent his early childhood growing up in Bolivia. And then at the age of 10, he met for the first time his father, whom he had believed was dead. His father, who was a military pilot, and sent his son off to a military academy in Lima, which was wretched and brutal, and which gave Mario Vargas Llosa his first novel. La Ciudad y los Perros came out in 1963, published in English as The Time of the Hero, which made Vargas Llosa's reputation, which he then put on the line in 1990 when he ran for president of Peru, lost the election, moved to Europe, and swore off politics. And it was on this day in 1941 the novelist Virginia Woolf drowned herself in the River Ouse near her country home in East Sussex in the southeast of England. She'd suffered from periods of depression. Scholars think those depressions were symptoms of manic depressive illness, bipolar disorder. Virginia Woolf had often written in her diaries about her mood swings. She was often sent into a depression by her sense that her writing was not good enough, but then she would get herself out of the depression by thinking of a new idea for a book. She was relatively healthy for most of the 1920s when she wrote Mrs. Dalloway to the Lighthouse, but she struggled with her book The Years, which came out in 1937. She wrote in her diary, "Seldom have I been more completely miserable than I was reading over the last part of The Years. Such feeble twaddle, such twilight gossip. It seemed such a show-up of my own decrepitude." Her mood got worse as the Second World War broke out in 1939. The country house there in East Sussex was right under the Germans' flight path. She could hear the bombers coming over low. By March of 1941, Virginia Woolf was writing in her diary that she'd fallen into a trough of despair. She wrote, "It's difficult, I find, to write. No audience, no private stimulus, only this outer roar." And finally she wrote three letters about 10 days before she committed suicide, the longest of which she wrote to her husband, in which she said, "I feel certain that I am going mad again. I shan't recover this time. I can't fight it any longer. What I want to say is that I owe all the happiness of my life to you. I don't think two people could have been happier than we have been." She left the letters where her husband would find them, and then on this day in 1941, she walked down to the River Ouse and put a heavy rock in the pocket of her fur coat and jumped into the water. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson entitled "Suddenly." The truck came at me. I swerved, but I got a dent. The car insurance woman informs me that my policy has been canceled. I say, "You can't do that." She gives me a little smile and goes back to her nails. Lately, have you noticed how aggressively people drive? A whoosh and whatever. Some people are suddenly very rich, and as many suddenly very poor. As for the war, don't get me started. We were too busy watching the ball game to see that the things we care about are suddenly disappearing, and that they always were. A poem titled "Suddenly" by Lewis Simpson from his collection Struggling Times, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.